We're getting older, and Deborah, Golda, and me, being female and Jewish in America, in addition to her numerous other credits and widely known civic activities, she is a good friend of our guest tonight and a longtime good friend of the 92nd Street Y, ladies and gentlemen, Letty Cotton Pogrebin.
Thank you and good evening. Gene Wilder decided that he wanted to be an actor when he was 11 years old, sitting in the audience, watching his sister perform. The hushed darkness, the rapt attention, the burst of applause, and he was captivated. Describing that awed moment in his memoir, he says he thought to himself, "This must be as close to actually being God as you can get." I don't know about the God part, but the rest of us have had a divine time watching Gene star in nearly 30 movies, among them The Producers, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Blazing Saddles, Young Frankenstein, and Frisco Kid. He's been nominated twice for an Academy Award, once for writing, once for acting. His stage appearances include the Broadway productions of Mother Courage, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and Laughter on the 23rd Floor. He is known the world over as an actor, a comedian, a screenwriter, a producer, and a director. Then, 2 years ago, he went off on a whole new tack, and he published a memoir, Kiss Me Like a Stranger, and now, with the publication of My French Whore, he's become a novelist. I happen to also know that he is a talented watercolorist, a cool tap dancer, a good cook, a wine maven, and no slouch at tennis. Gene Wilder was born Jerome Silberman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the son of a Russian immigrant father and a Polish-Jewish mother. After seeing his sister perform, he tried to get her acting teacher to accept him as a student, but was told that he had to wait till he was 13, which he did. He went on to study drama at the University of Iowa and then at the Old Vic Theater in Bristol, England. After moving to New York, he went to the HB School and the Actors Studio, and when not acting, supported himself as a limo driver and fencing teacher. In his first professional role, he played the second officer in Twelfth Night at the Cambridge Drama Festival, which you'll see is relevant. And the rest, they say, is history. Obviously, a powerful performing instinct has motivated Gene throughout his life. Yet I would describe him as a shy man, unfailingly modest, self-effacing, and in social situations, embarrassed by the spotlight. In fact, I've often seen him cringe when asked questions about himself. "So why did you agree to be interviewed at the 92nd Street Y?" I asked. "At dinner parties, I'm shy," he replied. "In front of 1,000 people, I'm fine." He writes in his memoir, "Acting seems so much easier than life. When I'm on stage, I feel safe." Well, you're safe with us, Gene. But tonight, you're not going to be acting. This sold-out audience is about to have the unique pleasure of spending time with the real you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Gene Wilder. I told you he's shy. You're embarrassing him.
But you can do more if you want to.
So why a novel after all that you've done?